This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we talk about history today. Riverside is 150 years old during 2021, officially celebrating that sesquicentennial. And we're joined by Lynn Ryken today, one of the folks helping to organize celebrations to observe that anniversary. They've been working on it. It's going to be taking place several different times over the next coming months. So it's not an all-in-one-shot thing, but there will be a lot of different events over a four-month time period. Lynn Ryken, our guest today on the program, thanks for being with us. Before we get to the actual celebrations and hearing about what you're doing, give us the background, first of all. Riverside is pretty unique. Lynn, let's go back to the very beginning and take a look at the history. Were there already people here back in 1871?
There were people here. There was a few homes, a few Native American village. And after the Revolutionary War, Jacob Gearhart, who was one of our heroes, came to the Riverside area and he built his home up probably right above where the Sunoco station is there on the corner of Route 54 and Sunbury Road. He developed an area that we called Gearhart Township. And that was the beginning. And he did many things. He started a ferry across the river because there was no bridge. He helped build a turnpike that was what Route 54 is part of now. And from there, people started seeing, because Danville was growing in its history and becoming a thriving iron business, that maybe they better look over it at the Gearhart Township area. And in 1865, a group of men decided to buy properties and land, and they would Jacob would not sell his property or his land, so they purchased a piece of land from a man called Daniel Cameron, who I have not been able to find any information about. But from there, they laid out lots, and that was South Danville. But later, they hired Mr. Ostrander. Mr. Ostrander was a surveyor, and he laid out Riverside. And he laid out the streets, and the streets would go from what you see, like Chestnut and Danville, it would be Chestnut and Riverside right across the way. Or it would be Montour Street, and across the way would be Montour Street and Riverside. It's almost like they came across the river and named the streets came across the river. And from then, Riverside just started growing. They built a bridge, and it became a thriving village. And first home was on Avenue D, near First Street, which is down right on the other side of what would be now the Southside Fire Company. And it just grew and blossomed from there.
At what point did this become an official, its own official location aside from Danville?
Okay. Yeah, there was I don't know if you want to call it entities, but three areas. There was Gearhart Township, South Danville, and then Riverside. And eventually, by 1950, everything was Riverside. And one of the reasons why was because Merck was bringing a sewer system in, and whoever lived in Riverside was able to hook onto that sewer system, but they would not hook Gearhart Township or South Danville, just Riverside. So everything became Riverside.
Do people tend, people from Riverside that talk to somebody outside the area, do they say, I'm from Riverside, or they say, I'm from Danville because people know Danville, or, it's a separate county, too, which always amazed me because I feel like I'm still in Danville, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's difficult. For someone who's lived in Riverside for 60 years, someone will ask me, and I always say, I'm from Riverside near Danville.
Okay, you got it worked out.
Yeah, I have it worked out. It's really difficult because a lot of people have never heard of Riverside. And they always think, as you say, Riverside is Danville. And we have the same school district. There's a lot of similarities and things that we share. But we're Northumberland County.
Okay.
And but we do have Montour County. If you go out Route 54, that's Montour County out there. So it's an odd situation how they set it up or why they did. I don't know.
Okay.
And there's been many times that the Riverside has tried to cut themselves out of Northumberland and become part of Montour, but it hasn't happened.
But 150 years since it became official then, and give me some ideas of what you're doing over there for the celebration. I guess what you said, several separate events over the next coming months.
Yep, we have one event in May, one in June, July, and August. What we're going to start with is on May 8th, we're starting with a parade. And the parade's going to start up at the old Riverside Elementary School. And it's going to walk down 5th Street to the 6th Street and wind its way around. And we'll end up at the Southside Fire Company, where we're going to have a cake cutting and hopefully a few speeches by officials. And then we're going to have a chicken barbecue. And we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have three bands, Red Velvet, Maddie B and the Dunderheads, and Wonder Chunk are going to play from 1 o'clock until about 10 o'clock. There'll be a Chinese auction that day. There will be also be food trucks. There's a lot going.
Okay. As far as vaccines and viruses, is that affecting it, or are you just kind of encouraging people to do what they need to do as far as precautions?
Yeah, we're really hoping people come up and show up. We've had a little difficult getting people, participants for the parade, but we're hoping that people wear their masks and they socially distance. But everybody needs to get out these days, and hopefully everybody stays safe.
Okay.
And everybody gets their COVID shots out there.
All right. So that's May. Then what goes on through the summer?
Well, on June 19th, we're having a cornhole tournament, and that is for novice and competitive. There'll be food trucks there. There'll be children's games that day. And this is all down again at the Southside Fire Company. We hope to have memorabilia display, St. Peter's Church. And we're going to have a contest called Brother of the Bush for the men with their beards. We're going to get prizes for the longest beard, the most unique beard, and the most unkempt beard. And we're going to do back the hat for the ladies. We're going to put prizes for the most colorful hat, the most creative hat, and the largest hat.
All right.
And through this whole summer, we're going to be selling tickets for raffle tickets that will be drawn on August 21st for a cooler and a half side of beef.
How long has this been kind of on people's minds?
Yeah, that was a couple of us got together and talked to some people at the borough council and said, don't forget Riverside. And, and in 2021, we'll be 150 years old. We need to do something. They had a big celebration back in 1971, and they did a full week instead of doing it like we did. And that's a good idea, but we decided we're going to do it the way we're doing it. Our biggest worry is if we have enough funds. So we're always looking for sponsorships and donations. And we have some t-shirts and mugs and books for sale at the municipal building. So we're trying to get funds that way also. So it's been a little tough pulling things from people, but we're getting there.
So you said that's June, then July and August, more happenings. Tell us about those.
Yep. On July 10th, we're having a beer and wine event. And that's, again, going to be at the Southside Fire Company. Southside is being very generous to us and letting us use their property for three of our events. And as well as having our wine and beer event, we are going to do a tour of Riverside with a trolley. There'll be four tours. You'll have to have a ticket, and they are not on sale yet, but hopefully they'll be on sale in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. And the books, talk about the books. You said there's something that's been done new for this. Is that the case? But then there's also a reprint out there.
We have a new book. It is a history of Riverside, along with some of Danville and South Danville in Gearhart Township. In 1991, Mike Bernath, who did a tour of Riverside, he wrote a little booklet and picked out some of the more historical homes and buildings and businesses, and wrote a little booklet and numbered them, and everybody got a sign with a number on it, and you could use the booklet and follow his tour from 1 to 34. And so I got permission from Mike, and we are doing that tour again, and I could add information to what he did because there were some things that were not available or out there at that time. So the first part of this history of Riverside, South Danville, and Gearhart Township is the tour. And then the second section is about the different people that lived in Riverside and helped develop Riverside, and the companies that were here, and some events like the beginning of our airport and bringing in myrrh. And there's a page about Jacob Gearhart. And the third section is our just little tidbits of fun facts and things that happened, such as at one time they were looking for the boogeyman of Riverside, about a woman who raised silkworms in her home, and the silkworms kind of took over her house. So it's really a fun book to read. It'll hopefully people learn that Riverside was its own entity and did a lot of good things. And in 1906, Mr. Ostrander, who is really, they're calling the founder of Riverside, he was the surveyor that laid out the streets. He wrote a book in 1906, and he has the first homes in Danville, and he has the businesses named who were there in 1906 and the people. So we reprinted that, and that's for sale. We also did a book on photographs of Riverside, which came out wonderful, but it's not completely printed yet. And hopefully next week that'll be out for sale.
Give me a concept. You've been there long enough to, is Riverside that kind of a rarity nowadays in that you tend to know most of the people, or at least the long-term kind of people? Does it have that kind of a throwback feeling to it?
It does. It's interesting. There's so many of us that have been here. As I said, I've been here 60 years. And there's some people that have been here for 5 years or 10 years. Riverside, when I was growing up, was not Sunny Acres. There was nothing up above where I live, above Avenue D. But we all walked to school together. We didn't have a bus to go to school. We walked to school together. We walked home together. We played after school all together. It was very close knit. Now it's not so much, but there's sections like Sunny Acres kids get together and in town of Riverside get together, and they do things. It's close. I probably could tell you that there's been people here longer. I mean, I know there's people here longer than us, but you get some great people here, and we all clam together and we stick together and we help each other. And Riverside's a great borough to live in.
Is there a place people can go for all of the layout of this? Do you have anything online, or is there a flyer out there people can get a copy of?
At this point, we have a Facebook page, but as my mother says, not everybody has a computer and is on Facebook. But we do. We have a flyer that you can pick up at this right now down at the Riverside Municipal Building. That is where all our items for sale, the books. We have T-shirts, mugs, coffee mugs, blankets, hats, right? And they're all for sale, and they're pretty nice. We adopted the color of ours, like a heather blue, so the T-shirts are in a lighter blue, and the hats. So, and the third book will be coming out. So we're getting there. We want the publicity out there. We want people to know we're doing this. And we need some sponsors. The last event we have in August is a cruise in, and Zimmerman Motors down in Sunbury is our sponsor for the cruise in. It starts at 1 o'clock, and we will have food and a pork pig roast down there, food trucks. We're going to have a jam cake contest. Jam cake is people make cakes and they used to put jam inside of it, jellies. So, and we're also going to have ice cream there. So we hope people can have a jam, piece of jam cake and have ice cream with it. And then in the evening, Brian White Knight, who is one of the committee people, and everybody knows Brian does fireworks. He's going to put on a magnificent display of fireworks.
Now, are you expecting kind of an outside influx as well, or is it mainly the community itself that's going to be celebrating?
Well, yeah, we're hoping we can get a lot of the old Riversiders back. And I've heard from a bunch of them that I grew up with are no longer here, that they're going to come back for, they want to come back for all 4 days. You know, of course, a lot of them can't, but we're hoping to get people from, you know, out of town in. I mean, people love, the Loons are going to play one night now, and that's going to be in the July 10th night. The Loon, everybody follows the Loons of a certain age group. So we're hoping that brings people in. And Maddie B and the Dunderheads, that's a group that some of the kids are in, graduated from Danville High School. We're hoping that that's a younger group will bring the young people in. We have a lot going on, and I'm excited.
That was Lynn Ryken, committee chair for the Riverside Sesquicentennial, which is getting underway next weekend. And as you've heard, there will be events through the summer. You can check out their Facebook presence to learn more as the events progress. Lynn Ryken, thanks for being with us on the WPGM Community Forum. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.